Good morning. How is everybody? It's a little chilly today, but I appreciate so much your faithfulness to be here today in honor of our veterans. We want to start today by welcoming you. Thank you so much for being here, but we're going to start off by hearing from our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, and also from the Murfreesboro city mayor, Shane McFarland. If they would come forward, please.
Well, thank every one of you for being here today, and especially we want to thank all of you that are veterans, or all of those of you that have family members that were veterans and have served our country so very, very well. It's just really great that every day, not just on Veterans Day, that we should be thinking about all the great things that have happened because of the dedication and support and the service and sacrifice that so many of our veterans have given. So thank all of you that are here, that are doing just that and honoring these people that really are special folks in the lives of what's made this country great. So we just want to say thank you for coming. We appreciate that. Again, Myra never gets thanks enough for what she does, but Myra Simons is coordinating this and directing this. So very, very many years since Ms. Elsie Stem has passed away. So we just want to say thank you, Myra, for this and appreciate that so very much. And that's good. Good for you. Thank you for giving her a round of applause. So I'll now turn it over to Mayor McFarland.
It's glad to be here today. I think Mayor Burgess and I both can agree that we like this Friday much better than we did two Fridays ago when we were dealing with what we dealt with on the square. So this is something that I can truly say, being here on the public square, I'm excited and I could not be more proud for our community, the way that our churches, the way our organizations all came together. So wanted to say that while we're standing here on our public square. Want to thank all the veterans who are here today. You know, I see our Murfreesboro Police Department, and they proudly wear a pin with all their uniforms that show that they're a veteran, that they served in our armed forces. So you would not believe how many of our firefighters and active police officers all represented our country. So without your sacrifice and for what you've done, we would not even be able to be up here enjoying this today. So thank you. Myra, thank you for what you've done. Thank you to Franklin Road, for the band, for everyone who's out here today. I'm proud of this community, proud of this city, and most of all, proud of the veterans for you allowing us to live in such a great place that we live in today. So also want to say Councilman Smotherman with Murfreesboro City Council's here, Councilman Shacklett's here, and then Madeline Scales Harris wanted to be here, but she's at home sick. So I wanted to recognize the council members who are here. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I want to introduce to you the gentleman who is going to be our master of ceremonies today, Mr. Joe Crawford. Was born in the Midwest, but has spent over 20 years right here in Tennessee. Joe joined the United States Army in 1989, served as Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina. A promising military career was cut short after he had a severe medical condition for which he received an honorable discharge. He remains an ardent supporter of our armed forces and is the direct descendant of soldiers who fought in every American war as far back as the American Revolution of 1776. Let's welcome Mr. Joe Crawford.
Thank you, Myra. I, too, would like to welcome all of our veterans, their families, and our guests to our 21st Annual Murfreesboro Veterans Day Memorial Service. We want to share our program today with a very, very special group. Today's Color Guard is presented by the Riverdale High School Junior ROTC. After their presentation, please remain standing for our Pledge of Allegiance and our national anthem, which will be sung by Faith Glaze, accompanied by the Franklin Road Christian High School Band.
Oh, say, can you see by dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rippled, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through that night that our flag
Let's unite our hearts in prayer, please. Our Father in heaven, we love you and thank you for this occasion. All across our land, there are similar ones going on. We are in a great country and a great nation because, Lord, what you've given to us, you gave us a landmark in this old world we live in, a launching pad for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for America. Thank you for the veterans who have sacrificed so much. I was thinking yesterday, Lord Jesus, about a man by the name of Crispus Attucks. They claim him to be the first American to die here for America. And he was a black man, and he gave his life. And through the years, we see that over and over again, and give me liberty or give me death. We've been crying that for all of our lives. We love our liberty. It's been costly. It's been costly. But we thank you, Jesus, that you gave us the greatest sacrifice of all when you came to earth and died on the cross, and you made available to every person, whatever their background, you made it a possibility for every person to receive Christ their Savior, to be born again and put into the kingdom of God. But thank you, Lord Jesus, for today and this opportunity to remember our veterans, to remember those who sacrificed so much. And we give you the honor, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bill Dumpert, a veteran of Vietnam. Let's give him a hand, one of our veterans. Thank you very much. You may be seated, and Faith Glaze and the Franklin Road Christian High School Band are going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and they'd like you to join them on the second part of that song, so when they motion to you, please join them with all your heart. God bless America.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be
flags before you today are a symbol of some of the many veteran organizations that recognize the sacrifice of so many over the years who have given so much for our nation. The American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration, And for the POW MIA flag, I want to ask David Barlow, commander of the American Legion Post 141, a veteran of the U.S. Navy in Vietnam, to now come forward and read the POW MIA Resolution 288. Paul Rail, a veteran of the U.S. Air Force in Vietnam, will assist him, after which we will hear once again from our Franklin Road Christian High School band.
Today, we are here to honor POW MIAs and families. And there are local families, I'm sure, that were affected, as my family was in 1967 when my father-in-law became MIA. Starting at an American Legion National Convention, a resolution was passed calling for honoring these groups. The resolution called for designating a POW MIA empty chair at all events involving the American Legion. This is to be a physical symbol of the thousands of American POW MIAs still unaccounted for from all wars and conflicts. Currently, there is thought to be 83,000 still missing. And since World War II, 9,600. Furthermore, the resolution calls for the country's leadership to speak out on every possible occasion about the need for the return of any unaccounted personnel.
Thank you. Now, Franklin Road Christian School High School Band will play Missing Man. I would now like to take a few moments to recognize the special guests that are with us today to honor our veterans by their presence, those that serve our state and our communities in various positions of leadership. Please stand or raise your hand as your name is called so that we can recognize you publicly. Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess, who welcomed us today. Murfreesboro City Mayor Shane McFarland, who also offered welcoming remarks this morning. Tennessee State Senator Jim Tracy. Tennessee Representative Dawn White. Tina Jones with Representative Desjardins. Tennessee State Representative Tim Rudd. Tennessee State Representative Brian Terry. Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Harris. Murfreesboro City Councilman Bill Shacklett. Murfreesboro City Councilman Eddie Smotherman. Stones River Battlefield veteran and current Park Ranger John McKay. VA Tennessee Valley Healthcare System Deputy Director Suzanne Jean. Honor Flight of Middle Tennessee Board Member Rob Moreland. Air National Guard Reserve, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. With us today is two unit members from the Murfreesboro 269th Military Police Company that will be attending our Specialist Tackett and Private First Class Pride. This is an award-winning group, having won two Governor's Meritorious Award units in 1978 and one in 1984, an extraordinary service commendation for support during Desert Storm 1991. Both a Distinguished Unit Award and a Valorous Unit Award for their efforts in Iraq in 2003 to 2004. In support of their War on Terror, 269 MPC has deployed twice to Iraq and once to Afghanistan, Iraq 03 and 04, and then in 08 and 09, and Afghanistan in 2014, and just came back in relief support from the Virgin Islands. Let's give them a hand. We would also like to give special recognition to the schools and organizations who are with us today. The Franklin Road Christian High School Band, directed by Mr. Bobby Lyles. Our soloist, Ms. Faith Glaze, along with Ms. Shanna Walker and Ms. Raina Walker. The Civil Air Patrol from Smyrna, led by Commander David Stoner, who is acting as our host today. Thank you all for being here to honor our veterans. Next on our program is Ms. Glaze, Ms. Cheyenne, and Ms. Raina Walker, along with the Franklin Road Christian School High School Band once again. Very special guest speaker with us today, Colonel Jim Scalf. You may have already read his full biography in your program today, but let me read it aloud to emphasize his tremendous service to our country and now to our community. Colonel Scalf is a Tennessee National Guardsman, serving as the Senior National Guard Advisor, Faculty Instructor, and Course Director for the United States Army War College at Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania. His command assignments include 43 months as Commander, Apache Troop, 1st Squadron, 278th Armored Cavalry Division in Cleveland, Tennessee. And Jim, where's Patty at? Where's Patty Scott? Patty, raise your hand. Let's give Patty a big hand. She has supported this career through the years while raising a family and teaching and These are very special people and very special to me personally. And I've been very dear friends. Jim's been one of my best friends for the last, about 25 or 30 years. And they have, of course, being in the National Guard, many of the things involve serving this community, serving at the Good Shepherd Children's Home as the directors there, and having pastored here in Tennessee as a senior pastor. They've done a lot of extraordinary things and touched so many, many lives. And whether Jim's leading the troops in battle or instructing our next generation of officers at the War College, or giving his testimony and teaching and preaching, he's a man who can be counted on. And he's truly, in my opinion, and those that work with him, one of America's finest. So please give me a big welcome for Colonel James Scout.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that. When he said he had a special, very special guest speaker, I was like, who? I thought it was me. But I appreciate you all being here today, and certainly the dignitaries that they listed amongst here. Man, wow, this thing's going to go all over the place. But I want to tell you for myself how thankful I am that you took the time to be here. It's important. You make this special because you showed up. So I hope that each of you will get around and meet them and shake their hands and also extend to them your gratitude for them showing up here today as well. You know, when I had the opportunity, when Myra called me and asked me, said Joe had mentioned my name, otherwise known as thrown me under the bus, but said that he would be a good speaker for you to have. And I thought about this for a little while, and I said, it'd be great. And I talked to some of the people at the War College, and I said, I've been offered a chance to go to the center of the universe and give a speech on Veterans Day. And they looked at me kind of funny. They knew something was coming, and they waited for the explanation. I said, well, you got to understand, Murfreesboro is in the geographical center of the great state of Tennessee, which everybody knows is the best state in the Union. Which everybody knows is the greatest nation on the earth, which is the only place where we have life. So, center of the universe. They didn't buy my logic. And I said, okay, it's where my grandkids are. And then they understood. So it didn't take much to coax me into coming down here to speak and to be here with you guys and get the opportunity to meet some of these great veterans. And I hope you get a chance to meet some. We have some World War II veterans here. And it's just a great opportunity. You get to meet them, hear their stories, the sacrifices they made, the hardships they endured. They're special people. And you should, every opportunity you get, you need to meet them and you need to talk to them because they are the greatest generation, and unfortunately we're losing that greatest generation, and so we try the best that we can to capture their stories, and I hope you'll be a part of that and get to meet them and carry that legacy on. So when Joe was talking to me about being here, I said, I know it's Veterans Day, but you have anything special that you want me to speak about? And he said, yeah, about 5 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep this sort of short, but I'd like to tell you a couple of stories that are sort of emblematic of my career, my walk through the military, and my testimony, if you would, of how it wasn't too long ago, almost 3 decades ago, that I made my way west on I-24, going from Fort Benning, Georgia, up to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to start as a brand new second lieutenant back in those dangerous times. In the 101st Airborne Division. So when I showed up, I remember I walked in, I was excited. I went into that Screaming Eagle headquarters, and they ended up assigning me right away to 1st Battalion, 502nd Infantry. Everybody knows that's been in the 101st. They call it the Mighty Deuce or the Strike Brigade. And a very proud unit, very long lineage in history. So I was in 1st Strike and ended up being in Charlie Company, and once I got there, I met my company commander. He assigned me to 3rd Platoon, which would later be known as 3rd Herd. And we got in there, and it was a smaller platoon than most. It was understocked, if you would, undermanned. And I got in there, and I met my platoon sergeant. I walked into that command post, which was nothing bigger than a broom closet. And I remember meeting him, how excited I was. I can remember the smell. I can remember everything about it. But the thing I remember the most is after I sat there for a while, I turned and I looked on the wall, and there was a poem that I've never forgotten. And the poem said, God and soldiers we all adore when danger lurks beyond our door. But the danger gone and the wrongs be righted, God is forgotten and the soldier is slighted. And I remembered thinking that was such a sad commentary. It was such a cynical thing to have in a sergeant, and just didn't fit right to me. It wasn't the right thing to have hanging on the wall. But I left it there, out of respect, obviously, for the sergeant, and I kind of just stuck me the wrong way. And I can remember thinking in going through times, and I can remember some of the experiences I had when I was a cadet on a college campus, and some of the things that I'd seen, and of course, some of the things that my father, a Vietnam vet, had gone through, and I kind of understood the mentality, and I understood where it came from. But I got to tell you, as a lieutenant, you think you can change the world. There wasn't nothing I could do about that. I just wanted to do the very best I could do. But over the years, I don't so much say that America's changed, it's just America got vocal about how they really felt. And the people of America began to express their gratitude. And I can tell you that as a soldier, and I will be a soldier until they tell me go home and pack it in, I'm very thankful for how the American people treat us today. I tell you, and that wasn't too long ago. You know, I was. You have to take these physicals every once in a while in the military, and when you have a clearance like I have, they actually put you through a mental screening. And so one of the ladies, the questions they ask you like 600 questions, man, it's everything. And by the way, if you ever take one of those, lose your sense of humor, because they don't have one. All right? That's the one place you just can't tell jokes. And so we were sitting there talking to him, and they said, when's the last time you felt in danger? And I said, the last time I felt in danger was when I tried to pay for my lunch while wearing my uniform. Because I tell you, you go out in uniform in this area, and you try to buy your lunch, good luck. You know, I've had people get in a fight over it. It's almost embarrassing. So I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to the American people. I'm grateful for how we're taken care of. Now listen, I know, that, and truth could be said, there are many things that we can do better to take care of our vets. There are a lot of vets that are hurting. You know, it's awful, the suicide rates among our veterans. So I know there's a long way we have to go. And I'm not saying that we could, you know, sit back, kick our heels up, and pat ourselves on the back. I don't mean it that way. But I tell you what, I honestly think we ought to say thank you when we've been taken care of. And so, you know, all you guys have been coming up to me saying, thank you for your service. Well, I appreciate that. And I tell you, the soldiers appreciate it. More so, I mean, yeah, they want pay, they want time off, but they want to know that the job that they're doing is appreciated. So it's a very important thing that you do, and I implore you to keep doing that and make it special for them. It's a wonderful thing. So, you know, the part of that, when we were talking about in that poem, God and soldiers we all adore, it's so true. You know, appreciate that part of it. But sometimes we do forget. But most of the time, we remember. And we remember in a lot of ways that are unique to America. Things like we're doing today. A Veterans Day celebration. And that's what we're doing. We're celebrating the lives that have served and that have paid the price to keep us free and to give us the opportunity for what we can do today. And so that's why we're here, is to celebrate those lives. That's unique. You don't see that happen in many places. The other part of this is you think about what we do all across the national cemeteries and where we have the people who do honor flights. We have a representative here, the things that they're doing. That's unique to America. But not too long ago, I was at an assignment, and there was a British commander that was assigned with me. And it was his first time in the States. He had been in the States to visit, but his first time of actually living in the States. And so he asked me, he said, look, Jim, I'm taking the family and I'm going to D.C. for the weekend. And I just want to know, you've been there, you had a stint in the Pentagon. What would be some good things to do? And so I told him, hey, look, listen, you know, you want to go to the Smithsonian, you want to go to the mall, you want to go do this, this, and this. But if you don't do anything, you have only one thing that you can do, no matter what, you got to go to Arlington Cemetery. And he said, well, what's there? I said, you go to Arlington Cemetery, you're going to see there's going to be little things that's going to point you to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and you're going to go there, and every half hour, they do a changing of the guard, and you need to sit there. It's awe-inspiring. And so he went and did his tour, and he came back, and so the following Monday, he had to tell me all about it. He told me how much good time he was, and he said, but you know, Jim, he said, it was really unique. So I went to Arlington. He said, I was mesmerized. He said, we stayed there for 6 hours. 6 hours. He said, yeah, I couldn't get away from it. We went back and watched it. I said, well, that's amazing. I said, I don't think I'd done that. He said, we went all over the place. All the soldiers. He says, it was amazing. Walks of life from astronauts to just common soldiers, all in the same. He said, we don't do that in England. You're buried by class. You know, and if you go in any place, you talk about the special guards that are on Buckingham Palace and the Swiss Guard at the Vatican and all these places. They guard positions of power. You guys guard a tomb. He said, that's what's special about America. He said, you know where to put your pride and your emphasis. And I was like, well, you know, thanks. I appreciate that. And it's a true thing. And I think we ought to keep that in our hearts. Because our soldiers and our sailors and our airmen and our Marines, they sacrifice so much for us. And we truly ought to make sure that we recognize that and we keep that in the foremost of our minds and our hearts. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you the other part of this story. You see, one of my favorite Bible verses is Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. And we are prepared. I feel sorry for anybody ever wants to take us on the battlefield. You're going to get a licking. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. But safety is of the Lord. I can tell you, and many of these other veterans here could probably tell you in even more detail, there have been times when I can't explain it, but we won. There have been times when I shouldn't have been able to walk through what we did, but we did. You know, I work at the Army War College, and we can break this thing down to a science. I mean, you just flat out and you go look and you study battles, and you can say, yep, yeah, yeah. That was a preordained outcome. There's no doubt about it. And there are times when the numbers don't count because leadership matters. And you can see that in history time and time again, where the odds and the science was defeated by the art because of the leadership of people. And you can see it. It's as clear as day. But then there are times when you see the science and you see the art and you scratch your head and you go, that's providence. Or in my words, that's the Lord. Amen. There have been times in my life when I've had hardships, when I've been in places. I had one of those grandmas that was like a praying grandma. Anybody have one of those? Amen. I mean, I was a hard-headed kid, hard-hearted knucklehead. I was one of those kind of kids that crammed 4 years of high school into five. You know, Joe just got that. And I tell you, I had it just, she prayed over me and prayed over me, prayed over me. And there were times when I was in battle, times and I knew things were going on, I could just almost hear her praying. I looked down at my watch and I'd do the math real quick, and it was bedtime in Litchfield, Kentucky. And it was time for Grandma to be saying her nightly prayers. And somebody was taking me up before the throne of grace.
Amen.
And there were times when I'd look down at that watch and I could hear my in-laws praying for me. And I'd say, well, it's dinner time in Corrington, Tennessee. Or my mother and father would be praying for me. And I'd look and say, well, it's time for them to be getting up. And I know I'm on their heart. You say you don't believe that? Well, face the battle and you will believe it quicker enough. Because it is one of the greatest truths that I tell you, we are blessed beyond all other nations because we have honored God. I believe that in my heart. We have to be careful these days. I know sometimes politics as they may be and society sometimes wanders back and forth. But I tell you, I believe wholeheartedly in my heart that it is because of that relationship that our founding fathers had so strongly with God in the Bible. And they built a nation on those principles. And we've reaped the benefit from that. I tell you, if anything of the events of the last week or so have taught us, is that this battle is never over. Evil must be confronted. One of the saddest things that I do is I see these veterans here and I realize that even though they have paid a great price And I've paid a price, and my family's paid a price. I sit there and I look at these young men, these cadets, and they're willing to stand up for us in the next generation. And I got to tell you, we need a next generation.
Amen.
We better have a next generation. Because
right.
If we don't, we're in trouble. And I'm thankful for those that serve and for those that support. And like I said, we'd better do that together and raise them right and teach them and instruct them in the ways that they should go, or we'll all suffer for it. You know, I started with that poem, and I promised I would keep it short, and I will. But I'd like to change that poem. I really would. I'd like to see that come back up on the wall. Because I think God and soldiers we should adore, whether there be dangers or on any. But whether the dangers be defeated or the alarms raised, the soldier should be thanked and God should be praised.
Amen.
I hope you have the time today in this celebration to thank the people that have come to visit. Thank these young people as well for what they've done. And you know, Myra, I really wanted to thank you most of all for putting this together. You really deserve it. Anybody that has to rely on Joe Crawford and Jim Scalf to do something, you really are testing your faith. But again, I want to thank you again. Thank you for being here. And good luck and God bless.
Thank you, Colonel Scalf. That was touching, moving, and from the heart. And I appreciate his service to our country, and I appreciate his heart for the Lord as a dad and a husband and a grandfather and a mentor to me and many others, and just a great American. Thank you so much. Some of you may wonder why we gather here, especially our younger folks on the square. You may not be aware of the monument that is behind us here on the square and its significance to this Veterans Day Memorial Service. Well, in 1948, Veterans of Foreign Wars erected this monument on the southeast corner of this courthouse lawn to remember the men and women of Rutherford County who served overseas in World War I and World War II. Since that time, pillars for Korea, Vietnam, and the first Gulf War have also been added. Those who lost their lives in these foreign wars have their names inscribed upon the monument's face. This is a memorial service, so each year we want to remember those inscribed on this monument and their ultimate sacrifice. So at this time, we would like to ask two members of Smyrna Civil Air Patrol, Samuel Osborne and Carrie Junerman, to come to the podium and share with us the names of those listed on the War Memorial Monument as we remember their sacrifice.
World War I, Earl Aiken, Arthur Barron, Cherry Barnett, William Baskin, Charles Bell, Charles Brown, Fred Brown, Robert Brown, Sid Brown, Porter Compton, Huffman Davis, Oscar Davis, Jesse Deere, D.F. Donnell, John Dyer, Chester Elron, Robert Fleming, Walter Hall, James Hollow, Thomas Hollyburton, Ben Helton, George Hightower,
Robert Holman, Houston Hoover, Porter Houston, David Hunter, Charles Kelton, Edgar Manis, William McRae, Charles Melton, Niall Mitchell, George Moore, Finkig Murphy, James Overall, Thomas Patterson, Irwin Phillip, Alfred Poff, Quiller Richardson, Sam Smith, Willie Smith, Wayman Taylor, Edwin Witherspoon, John Woodward.
World War II. Caleb Adduck, Sam Anderson, James Arnold, Egbert Baker, Ernest Barnes, Houston Baskin, James Baskin, Thomas Baskin, Robert Baxter, James Bell, Robert Bentley, William Bradford, Claude Brannan, Donald Brasher. Fred Brown, Horace Bogg, Edward Cannon, Martin Christopher Jr., Henry Comer, Joe Cooper, Malcolm Cooper, Wilton Davenport, Coy Dunaway, Lucien Dermway, Glenn L.A., Hoyt Estes, Charlie Fan, Granville Fleming.
Donald Francis, John Gamble, Aubrey Haley, Jean Hall, Winford Hall, John Hands, William Papril, Preston Harris, Thomas Herod, John Hicks, Samuel Hill, David Holded, Joe House, John Hunter, Willis Jernigan, Alfred Jones, Robert Pep, Robert King, Norman Lair, Cliff Lewis, Morton Lyons, George Loki, Frank Lawrence, James Lowe, William Manier,
Harold Mankin, William Martin, Captain H. McKnight, Franklin Medlock, Franklin Merritt, Leonard Moore, Aubrey Moore, Vernon Moore, William Neely III, Sam Nisbet, Edward Newscomb, William Nickens, Harlan Norman, Elwood Palmore, Willie Parker, Morgan Payne, Sam Peebles, Leonard Prosnick, Hebert Reed, John Reeves Jr., Howard Rogers, Joseph Ross, Robert Sarvis, Ernest Sauls, Jerry Scruggs Jr., Edward Seward, Benjamin Simpson, Robert Smith,
John Smith, Roger Smith, Frederick Smotherman, Charles Sneed, Raymond Stacy, Thomas Stanford, Kenneth Stewart Jr., Erskine Stroop, James Taylor, Robert Thomas, David Thompson Jr., Allie Towns Jr., Ben Travis, Chester Vaughn, Leonard Weitz, Harry Wilkinson, William Wilson, Columbus Weeks.
The Korean Conflict. Wayan Black, Ethel Haynes, Andy Johnson, William Kelly, George Lester IV, Leland Pate, Hoyt Taylor, Paul Rather, Ray Hughes. The Vietnam War. Sammy Alexander, Mark Albert Babeson Jr., Robert Boyd, George Burkhart, Thomas Dillard, Herman Duncan, Larry Don Earls, Ronald John Inslee Jr., Joe Raymond Fulgham Jr., Robert Oliver Garrett, Wilbur Leon Green, James Timothy Luskinski, Billy Lee Miller, Fred Evans Mitchell III, Terry D. Moore, William Brandon O'Keefe, George D. Osborne, William Phillips, Richard Edward Wade, Eugene Merrill Woodson.
Iraqi Freedom. A.F. Hahn II, J.D. Hurlston, Taman Mitchell III, Corey Cowan, Russell Hercules Jr.
At this time, we would like to place a memorial wreath of the War Memorial Monument. Two of our veterans will preside, after which we will ask you to please stand for the playing of taps by Mr. Josh Stanzak, and for the retirement of the colors by the Riverdale High School Junior ROTC. Please stand.
This concludes our program today, sir. We want to thank you for joining us, especially want to express our sincere thanks and gratitude to our veterans, their tremendous sacrifice. One last announcement before you go today. The Colonel Hardy Murphy chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution invite all the veterans to drop in for coffee and donuts tomorrow morning, November the 11th from 8 to 10. At the MTSU Heritage Center at 225 West College Street. It is noted on the back of your program. And also, the Air National Guard is here with us today. They did bring their Humvee, if you'd like to see that. And they also have materials back there, if anyone would like to speak with those two officers that are there today. Also, the Honor Flight Organization is represented here today. They're the organization that give free flights to our veterans in World War II and the Korean conflict to go and see their memorials in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you. We'll see you next year.